Hello, hello, party people. It is your boy, Diddly Lang Chang, Chiming Dennis, Sung Shui Pao, Minasawa Otoni Toshimata, and welcome back to the 4 o'clock news. I have my mother. Say what's good, Mom.
Oh my goodness. Hi, everyone. This is the Dr. Denise Show. This is the My Son, My Teacher.
It's good, people. You know, I'm here again. Second appearance, you know. I'm basically taking over the show. Admit it, you love me more than her, you know. Pretty simple, you know. It's pretty Cocomelon. It's pretty Cocomelon.
So what did you think? We just listened to, we're going to release both these shows at the same time. What did you think of that first one? What do you think?
This will be your hit, top hit, because, you know, I'm pretty good in the talking department, you know. What I mean? Yeah.
You are. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think, do you want to pick a topic?
She paid me. What?
Oh my goodness.
Okay. She paid me.
So do you think I should pick the topic or we should?
Go ahead. Let's see what you got.
Well, first of all, one of the things I want to say is you not only are my teacher, but I feel like as you're getting older, you're a protector. Mm-hmm. And you one time, I think about 6 weeks ago, sometimes like out of nowhere, you just say these profound comments, like they just drop into your awareness. I picked you up from the bus and you said, Mom, I think you're still being too kind. Remember, you're supposed to work on that.
You're always too kind. That didn't just pop out of the blue. You're always too kind.
So what does that mean to you that I'm too kind?
You should hear this woman off the podcast. This woman is not your average doctor. This woman is too kind to people, and don't worry, I'm working on it. You know, I'm still working on her emotions, making her less kind. It's still a work in progress, people. I'm trying here.
So do you think I should be 25% less kind? And why do you think, what are some of the things you think that I've been too kind, like, and that why do you think it's not a good thing? Like, what does being too kind mean to you?
You see, like, if when you're watching some of my shows, you see one bit of violence, you cover your eyes. You're like, oh, the horror! Oh! Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of stuff like that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that you kind of observe how I am. And that you're actually, I feel like you've got my back. But when you give me pieces of advice, I feel like you're doing it because you care about me. I don't feel like you're doing it to be mean. So I feel like you got my back. Like you're protecting me in a way.
Yeah, I think it's good to you know, be kind and stuff. But I'm gonna say this again. Everyone has to know this. You can't always be kind 100% of the time. That should be my saying.
I agree with you. It's ironic. What am I wearing? We didn't even know I was going to be wearing this.
Only kindness matters. Oh, my.
I had no idea I was wearing this sweatshirt when we were going to do this part two. Okay, so thank you for giving me some tips.
No problem, sweetheart.
I think when you were actually, we're not going to say the person's name. We've got another series called Rocking a Betrayal, but Mom was meeting lots of different people. No, that's just one series. So there's a series called Rocking a Betrayal that I did when we talked about when fraud happened. And when I showed Kieran a picture of the person, we're not saying their name, before I even had lent them the money, what did you say about this individual?
This guy looks suspicious. I feel like you already talked about this.
No, not here, you and I.
With your boy?
Yeah, so I think it's really important that when our kids get to be who they want to be, I mean, do you think I mostly let you be yourself here?
Yeah.
At home. Yeah. But he's just told on the part one that I was a lot stricter on the podcast than I am at home.
Yeah, you sound like, I'm not going to say that.
Okay, so the thing about our kids being our teachers, I think if we let them be creative, be intuitive, and, you know, we're still their parent, but we can also
lesson here, parents, don't shut your kids down.
Oh, very good.
Don't, because it'll lead to a spiral of sadness, and then they'll work at McDonald's. And then, yeah. Anyway, what?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I'm letting you be full throttle you.
No, you're not.
I think we could do a shorter episode. Do you think we should just wrap this one up? Should we?
All right.
What are the top tips of this one about?
I'm going to close it out because I started it. So I'm going to close it out. If you forgot my name, you know, it's Diddly Lang Cheng Chiming Dennis Minaswa Otoni Toshimada Sung Shui Pao Minaswa Otoni Toshimada. But you can just call me Joe. We out. That's a wrap. Cut.
Thanks, everyone. I did not pay him, by the way.
She did. She's lying.
I did not.
She paid me a lot of